Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
NFL's upon us, and we're all going to start betting really soon. Fantasy's here, our friends start betting, college games, NFL, all-day games, degenerate us is upon us. And we're all about to make a lot of money, as we think, right? And then we end up losing, or not really know whether we went up or down because we don't really track shit. We take this as a hobby, and that's why it takes money away from us like a hobby. You know what's a hobby too? Golf. Does golf make you money, or do you spend money playing golf? You spend money. Now, how about the professionals, Tiger Woods and all of these people? Do they get paid, or do they pay to play golf? They treat it as a business, so they win. Now, you're probably asking, who the hell is this guy, and why is he telling me how to sports bet? My name is Federico. I'm the owner of AF Sports. I've generated $1.6 million sports betting over the last 7 years. Don't believe me? Check my articles, check my Instagram. Every result is posted. I can prove it. Just ask me. I have spreadsheets. My results are posted. I have clients that could post testimonials. You name it. Now, I'm not trying to brag, just trying to explain why you're going to listen to me and these next three pages that are going to help you increase your profits with sports betting. In the past 2 weeks, I started teaching a select individuals how to do this professionally. A lot of you guys are either A, making your own picks, betting the most favorite team, betting the team that your friend told you, or betting a team because LeBron James plays in it. Now, most of you don't profit. Most people don't profit in this industry. That's why Vegas is so rich. And that's why you don't win profit or win long term. Now, what if I told you there's a way to profit consistently in this industry? With a system, with strategies, if you follow them to a T, you will win, like I have over the last 7 years. What if I told you you can make residual income with sports investing? Our parents told us that was all bullshit really early on in our lives. Luckily for you, I questioned it, and I've developed and tested strategies upon strategies upon strategies, finding correlations between Vegas's lines and other lines to see what is the best strategy to win in this profit in this long term. And I have been doing this. So I'm going to give you three websites that if you look at them consistently and you track their trends, the percentages of money, and every little detail that comes within the website, you become a pro at it. Like Mark Zuckerberg's a pro at Facebook. You become a pro at these websites, finding all the details that you need for a game, then you will start profiting long term. Now, you're probably asking, what am I supposed to look for? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned. I will give you guys that in the next episode. For now, I'm going to give you guys three websites that I use consistently that nowadays, with all the information, with AI and everything, it's all online. All the information you need is online. Nowadays, you don't need to create this whole algorithm people say they have that beats Vegas's numbers. Nobody beats Vegas's numbers. Sharp in the world is Vegas. And you're naive if you think you're going to beat them. The best you can do is probably get as good as them. That's what I try to do, right? These are strategies I go over with my inner circle clients. But I'm going to give you the surface of three websites I use that are completely free. There are some paid ones I use as well, but I'm going to give you guys these three that are completely free. Number one, scoreandodds.com. Very simple website, very easy to understand, very user-friendly. If you guys master this website, you guys will start winning more and more long-term. Now, why trust me with this website? Why me? And I'll tell you why. Because I've tested every single sports betting website you can imagine. Every new one that comes in, I test them. My team tests them to see if there's the correlation between what the reality is, or is it just made up numbers so they can attract people. Now, what do I mean by made up numbers? Vegas actually collects money for sports bets. Who knew, right? They post those percentages within their internal team. Once upon a time, I had access to some of them, and I would correlate them with certain websites to see what the truth was. Money percentages, opening lines, and other factors. Score and odds, turns out, as simple as it is, if you guys are checking it out right now, checked out everything. They were the ones that were the ones with the most accuracy compared to Vegas. So I started trusting Score and Odds a lot. Now, is it going to make you win every single bet? No, it's just an accurate website that if you know what to look for, you're going to start profiting. But you got to know what you're looking for and what your strategy is. If you don't have a strategy, then you should find a strategy or pay for a strategy or DM me and I'll show you a strategy or reply to this and I'll show you strategy, right? So Scores and Odds is a good one. Number two, Covers. Covers.com gives you a lot of information that you need. All of you guys and all of a sudden are trend experts. Well, they're all there. Injuries, pitcher reports, batting averages, you name it. Especially for MLB, it's key. Covers, Scores and Odds are great. And Odds Shark is another great one. A lot of people are obsessed right now with this this belief that they need to have some sort of model that predicts the scores for a game and that that's going to give them success and riches for the rest of their lives. Well, let me tell you something. Do you think you are more capable than a company like ESPN that probably has MIT and Harvard and all these people that are PhD experts that they hire to make these lines and to make these predictions? You think you're smarter than them? You guys got to learn how to work smart, not hard. Follow the flow. Go with the flow. If there's people that are already doing this, start looking at them. Start following them and see which one is most accurate by testing. Testing, testing, testing. That's what every company does. Test. Test, test. If you guys are in testing, you guys are losing. Now, I talk to a lot of you guys that are sports betting, and it baffles me to know that I'd say probably 85 to 90% of you guys don't track your sports bets, your sports investments, and you wonder why you're not profiting. Going back to the beginning of the show, it's because you treat this like a hobby, not a business. So, with that said, I'm giving you guys a special treat if you guys caught on to all this episode. Click the link below. I'm giving the spreadsheet that I've been using to track all my plays. It's gonna increase your profit by 50% minimum, because you're gonna start noticing what you're good at and what you're not. Which is key. And that's step one to becoming profitable in sports investing. One last thing. See it as sports investing. That little word change in your mind is going to help you win long term. If you see it as betting, most of us see betting as negative, as just being a degenerate. Now, most of us see investing as something smart, something you're seeing long term. So you start acting differently, which is key to succeeding in this. Little tricks and tips. Now, with that said, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of how to start winning in this industry. I want to start doing these more and more. If you guys did enjoy it, share it in the comments. Let me know your thoughts on this show. Share it with your friends. I guarantee you guys will benefit a lot from listening to these episodes. Been doing this for 7 years successfully, unlike a lot of these scammy pages, and I can prove it. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Leave the feedback, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.